Well, Deborah, it is so nice to have you back in town. I don't want to sound repetitive, but what was your experience like up there?
It was without a doubt.
Well, wait a minute. Let's first say you were national coordinator for the...
Yeah, I had several different titles. The title I was hired under was National Organizing Facilitator, and then that kind of got changed to Grand Diva of the Universe.
Did you feel that?
Certainly.
Yeah. Okay.
I still have it. And then the working title that I ended up with was National Organizer, and the 9-month span included me coming into an office that was pretty bare with one other person who was working full-time in a non-paid position, and that was Billy Heilman, who was one of the co-chairs of the march. And when I heard that song that Roman Noski and Phillips were singing about one of the enemy, Billy is a teacher in the Pittsburgh school system, and he is out. So he's not pretending to be one of the enemy for the kids in Pittsburgh. We took care of just about everything there was to take care of between the months of August till the end of the year. And that included national steering committees and executive committees, which were meeting, the phone system, setting up the office, recruiting volunteers. I worked quite actively with the host committee in D.C., who are very blessed people because they really had a lot on their shoulders to host that event, and there were really some wonderful people, and I was very rewarded by that work. In January, along with the inaugural parties and events that took place,
which was a smaller event,
yes, which was very exciting for us. I mean, when that helicopter with Bush went up, you know, on the day that Clinton was sworn in, I was just a waving bye-bye, George.
Bye-bye.
Somebody says, well, but you know, that means he's in Houston, and that's where you'll be. And I said, yeah, but I'd rather have him there than in the White House.
But they closed down that street for him.
There were a lot of activities around the inauguration that included the gay and lesbian community, and suddenly the march took off. Everyone got really excited. The whole issue about gays in the military drew in more attention. Having gays and lesbians that had been active in the campaign brought a new energy in. Having people such as David Mixner involved, who is an advisor to the president, also other people that were on the executive committee left their homes and came to Washington, D.C., people from Alaska and Georgia and Florida and Illinois suddenly were there working in the office as well. We went a long time without having additional paid staff, and so almost everything that was done for the march was done in completely a volunteer capacity. And that is right up to the day of the march with the performers and everything that people saw. That was done totally by volunteers. There was money that had to go for big screen televisions and for equipment. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the support that came into the march came in late in the game, like a month or two out. Suddenly people realized that it was going to be something hot and big and exciting, and they got on board. And unfortunately, it made it hard for the march that early on we didn't have that kind of support or visibility. I don't know where to go with this except to bring people up to the day of the march on April 25th.
You know, you can let me have a word.
Well, I was hoping you would actually ask me some questions, but I do have the official statement concerning the count, because, you know, the march organizers estimated that there was probably 1 million-plus people there at the march. And the media kept reporting, or because the Park Service counted only 300,000. And the reason for that is because lesbians and bisexuals are invisible.
Oh, okay. Yes, we all know about that.
So what do you want to ask me?
Well, this experience of being involved in such a major thing, probably one of the most major things that happened to our community, how do you feel about that? I mean, being right there in the forefront. I mean, I guess as seeing that, you probably saw a lot of problems, a lot of things that you wished went a little bit differently, that a lot of us probably didn't notice.
It was amazing to me, especially when people from home would come up to me and say how wonderful it was and how it was the most fantastic thing that they'd ever seen. And I knew that there were a lot of problems. And for most people that were there the day of the march, they saw the numbers of people, mm-hmm. and they saw the incredible shows that went on. There was the afternoon rally was broadcast on television, but there was also a rally in the morning. And when you were talking about not very many of gay entertainers, they mostly seem to be lesbians. We had all day stages of gays and lesbians, and I think there were even a few straight supporters in there, entertainers.
The amazing thing about the stages was, one, it kept on going. It never stopped. The other thing was the diversity.
Yes, we worked very hard all through the march organizing to have 50% participation by people of color and 50% participation by women. Of course, some people think that we maybe even went overboard a little bit, but we have a diverse community, and many of us have diverse opinions. We don't all agree on the same thing, and we tried to allow for that, even in the formulation of the platform. It was that we all had a voice about what our community was about, and the march was for everyone, and it wasn't just one thing. It was people coming together. The most incredible thing to me is the way people came forward and made their contribution in whatever way they could that helped out that day. Some people may have just passed out pamphlets, and other people were there doing the sound system, and other people were doing security. And I had one volunteer who stayed at our volunteer check-in tent the whole day and didn't really get to participate in the march, but him doing that allowed me to be freer to do some other things I needed to take care of. And so it was just incredible the way people came forward and made their contributions. So I was very rewarded by that and by the people that I got to know.
It was absolutely incredible. I mean, it was certainly an event of a lifetime in a sense. I mean, on a personal level, 87 meant more to me because that was my first march of any type of stature like that, other than our Pride events that happen every
year.
Yeah,
you think Pride Week is a lot. I mean, this is like everybody's Pride Week come together. So, and of course, our community is a demanding community.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, there were some issues around that. But all in all, I mean, it topped 87. 87 was really special for me, too, and it was hard to believe there could be anything that would top it. But having been an essential part of this whole event and know that my contribution helped make it a success means a lot to me.
You're listening to Lesbian and Gay Voices, and we're going to take a little station break.